At 6:06, we have a smoky haze this morning and 36 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We're told that smoke that's hanging over Tulsa this morning is being caused by a controlled burn that is going on at Camp Gruber down in Muskogee County. Well, we begin this morning on State Capitol Watch. State House Democrats blast the Republican-controlled legislature for its stance on education funding. The Democrats held a news conference at the State Capitol yesterday afternoon saying the state cannot afford a tax cut at a time when the public schools in Oklahoma are suffering. Incoming Jinx School Superintendent Stacy Butterfield was among those in attendance.
I am fearful about what it will look like for students. We have worked hard to keep the reductions as far from classrooms and as far from students as possible, but that's not going to be the reality for much longer.
Butterfield says all school districts are being asked to do more with less to the breaking point. In a related story, parents of children in low-performing Oklahoma schools could petition to have those schools converted into charter schools under a bill approved by the state Senate. The Senate voted yesterday mostly along party lines for the Parent Empowerment Act by Oklahoma City Republican Senator David Holt. A federal appeals court will hear arguments by a former Tulsa police officer serving 10 years in prison for his role in a corruption scandal.
Attorneys for Harold Wells are scheduled to argue the case today at a 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver. Wells claims authorities never obtained a warrant to secretly videotape an FBI sting in 2009 that appeared to show him stealing money during what he thought was a motel drug bust. He's also alleged the government showed only snippets of tape at the trial that were more favorable to its cause. Wells was sentenced in 2011. The two-year corruption probe resulted in 11 officers being charged or named as unindicted co-conspirators. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
The Bank of Oklahoma refiles its lawsuit over the Great Plains Airlines. Great Plains got its startup loan from BOK, and Tulsa International-owned Air Force Plant No. 3 was used as collateral. Well, when the airline went bust, rather than give the bank the plant, an out-of-court settlement was reached for just over $7 million. However, that was overturned when it was challenged by a taxpayers group. Now the process has started again, and Mayor Bartlett says others are left to clean up a mess that was not of their making.
People that were involved with this thing that proposed it and approved it and began it and all that, they're all gone. And now we're all left to try to fix it in some manner, and there's just really no easy fix.
BOK is now seeking $15.6 million. That is the original amount plus interest. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services has announced final approval of its so-called Pinnacle Plan to improve the care of children in state custody. DHS announced yesterday that the child welfare experts who have been monitoring the plan have given it their approval. We are about to be visited by a comet. Starting tonight, the Pan-STARR comet will be visible in our night sky. Michael Blaylock is with the planetarium at the Tulsa Air and Space Museum, and he tells us what we'll be seeing.
Comets are merely made up out of rock and ice, and the tail that you see from the comet is actually the solar winds melting part of that debris, part of that icy, dusty surface, and in that forms the tail behind the comet, the particle.
The comet will be visible most of this month. Don't miss it because it won't be back for 110,000 years. Our weather forecast, breezy and mild today, 66 for a high, clear tonight, down to 42 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 36. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.